We have a lot of success, a lot of momentum in our organization. We got 112 homes under contract last month, which is a record for our company. And so I just want to share some of the things and that are actually working and just remind you of some things that I've implemented in our organization and our business to get some of this momentum and success so that you can replicate that in your life and in your business. This message is for team leaders, how to roll this out to your team, but also if you're an agent on a team that's listening, there are things in here that you can apply that will get you massive momentum and success in your business. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry. It's given so much to me and my family. Guys, today, I'm going to come rapid fire with you. I've had some coaching calls recently, with some team leaders that are struggling and they are, wondering how they get their agents into productivity and how they can kind of get some momentum and different things in their business. And so, part of it came from, some social media posts that I made recently with the momentum that we have in our organization. And so I say that humbly, but that's kind of sparked some of these conversations around, Matt, we're sitting here struggling with our team, getting our agents into productivity, and it looks like your agents are winning. And I think we have 14 of our agents with more than $1 million or more pending, and like 18 with four or more deals pending right now. And so we have a lot of success, a lot of momentum in our organization. We got 112 homes under contract last month, which is a record for our company. And so I just want to share some of the things and that are actually working and just remind you of some things that I've implemented in our organization and our business to get some of this momentum and success so that you can replicate that in your life and in your business. And so this message is for team leaders, how to roll this out to your team, but also if you're an agent on a team that's listening, there are things in here that you can apply that will get you massive momentum and success in your business. And so, number one is so many times people are looking externally. They're looking external for solutions. And when things aren't going perfectly, they look outside of self and they look for other things to solve their problems. But guys, here's the secret. Almost every single time, the solution to the problem that you're facing is internal. Very rarely will something outside of self solve the problem that you're experiencing right now. Almost every single time, it's an internal problem. Almost every single time, it's a problem that if you can change your behaviors, you can change the behaviors of your organization, of your team. If you can maybe sometimes go back and revisit some of the standards that you used to adhere to that maybe you have fallen away from, that will solve the problem way better than coming and buying a brand new lead source and going and buying something shiny or distracting your team, your agents away from the things that are proven that you know will work that maybe you just stop doing. So that's an overarching place where I want to start this conversation. But that takes us into a proven four-step process that I teach. I've spoke shared this from stage. I've shared this at masterminds and this is the four steps that I've implemented in my business for the last 2.5 years. And I've just had tunnel vision around them and not gotten distracted by other things. And it's led to these great results consistently in our organization. So I'm going to break down the four steps for you. Number one, you need to have a standard. And I'm going to go deeper on this. And so you guys understand what I mean by standard. If you follow me for any amount of time, you know that I think you should have goals. I want to encourage everyone to dream big. One of my favorite books that helped me get on this path to personal development and chasing the best version of myself and realizing that bigger things were possible was the book, The Magic of Thinking Big. And so I want you to think big. I want you to dream big. I want you to have big goals. But goals are the ceiling of your life. And goals should be so far away that you cannot achieve them until you grow into the type of person that does the activities, the behaviors, the habits, the rituals, the routines of that person that achieves those things. So a goal should be like really big goal for yourself. And that should be motivating. That should be inspiring. What I have found is how do you get traction to get to that goal? Is if you have a ceiling, that's your goal that you want to make so big that it's like once you get there, it's like, whoa, my life has changed. But how do you achieve that? If you have a ceiling that's really, really high, you need a floor that raises with you as you start doing these habits, these routines, these rituals. And that floor I call the standard. What is the daily minimum standard of activity required in order for you to win the day today? Let's start super simple. And so that's the difference in goals and standards. And so I think that you need a standard of your organization. There's three different standards that I coach people to have. Number one is you need a standard of productivity. A standard of productivity. How many homes per quarter do your agents need to sell in order to stay in good standing with the organization? Why do I say per quarter? Because agents can have a bad month, but I don't want them to have a bad quarter. And if we say it's per year, great, break it down per quarter so that we can have checkpoints along the way so that we don't try to do that cram the last night before the test and we get to December 15th and we're like, oh my gosh, I was going to sell 25 homes this year and I'm only at three. We need checkpoints along the way. And so we treat like one of our secrets is we compress time. I learned this from Ed Milet. How do we compress time? We treat every quarter like it's a full year. We have 4 years per year because we measure everything every quarter. And we pretend that every quarter is as important as a yearly goal. And so you need a standard of how many homes per quarter does an agent need to sell to remain in good standing in the organization. Second standard that you need is a playbook to that standard. A simple, proven, and tested step-by-step-by-step guide. If you do this, you will achieve the standard. Don't overthink this. Really simple. Most playbooks, and I've coached people to this, and I've shared my playbook before, and I've had a lot of people send me their playbooks to kind of red pen them, if you will, and make adjustments of what I think is important, what I see, what I notice, observe. And the people that overcomplicate this and make it a 12-page document are the ones that struggle. The people that fit it on one document that's bullet points are the ones that win. Because simple solves the complex. What we're trying to do is have a simple, proven, and tested plan. If you do these things, I call it the blocking and tackling of real estate. If you do these things, you will get to the end zone. You will get to the closing. And so it should probably have something around conversations. Real estate's a contact sport. You need to be having conversations with people in order to sell real estate. That's just part of the game. Probably should have something to do with some follow-up. Probably should have something to do with speed to lead. Probably should have something to do with something external outside of the database, like open houses, or what are the things that you do? Work in your sphere of influence. Like find the things that you do in your organization that have gotten you success, that have gotten other people in your organization success, that if they follow this, they will achieve that. So you need a standard of how many homes per quarter. And then you need a proven playbook that if they follow that, they will get to the standard. And the third standard you need is a standard for your culture. I call them cultural standards. For me and my organization, these are vague and it's intentional because I coach team leaders that say, well, I need every agent to show up to every meeting. So that's not a standard. Let me explain. Because if it is a standard and you have one agent that doesn't show up to one meeting, you better fire them because they did not adhere to the standard. But we're not going to do that. That would be a terrible way to run a business. So don't do that. But we got to also, what if we change the language? Because words matter. I heard a great speech from the CEO of eXp, my good friend Leo, on and the words matter. And so what are the words that we are saying as leaders? Because we need to learn the language of leadership. What are the words that we say mean to the organization? And so instead of saying everyone shows up to every meeting on time, as a standard, our standard, cultural standard, is you are present, positive, and prepared for team meetings, trainings, huddles, role plays, etc. Present, positive, prepared. What does that mean? That allows me to coach people based upon where they're at. And if they're not showing up consistently, that gives me permission to pick up the phone and say, hey, I missed you at the team meeting. Hope everything's okay. Because they're not in alignment with that standard. Do I do that at every person for every meeting? No. That's called micromanaging, and nobody signed Gunn in real estate to be micromanaged. Right? Number one, if no one's showing up to your stuff, I would look in the mirror and say, is this meeting, is this training actually valuable? And maybe part of that conversation for the people that aren't showing up, maybe you should could have part of the conversation being like, hey, what can I do for the team meeting next week to make it valuable for you? So you can actually teach them, you can coach them, you can guide them to things that are important to them, their life, their business. So standard productivity, proven playbook to the standard, and then you also need a cultural standard. So I gave you number one and two there. Sorry. So number one is the standard. Number two is the playbook to standard. So I already gave you one and two. But I want to circle back. Hey, I'm human, right? We all make mistakes. But anyway, we're gonna keep going. So number one is you need a standard. Inside of those standards, there are three standards, but I misspoke earlier. The first standard is a standard of production. The second standard is a standard to earn lead flow, to earn opportunities in your organization. In our organization, it's simple. It's 22-minute conversations logged in the CRM per week. That's it. And if you get 19, great job, but you don't get leads the next week. It's a clear line, clear standard, everyone knows. And when you do this over and over and over again, now as a leader, we are no longer leading through print or personalities. We're leading by principle and standards. And so if an agent's going to be upset that they're off of lead flow, they knew what the standard was clearly, and they made a choice to not adhere to it. It's really simple, right? And so what can we do to simplify our business is what I'm doing here, right? And so number one is that you need a standard. Number two is you need a clear playbook to the standard. And again, simplify this, guys. Simplify this. I coach people no more than seven things. No more than seven things. And if they do these seven things consistently, they will get the result of your standard. Why are number one and two important? The production standard is important. The playbook is important because number three is in alignment with those two. Number three is accountability to the standard. So let's say that one of your agents is, let's say that your standard is three homes a quarter, 12 homes a year, or one home a month, right? All those are the same thing. And so we're talking about quarterly standards here because, again, an agent can have a bad month, closings can get moved, and different things. But I don't want that to become a habit for too long. And so we measure that quarterly. And so let's say that that agent closed two homes that quarter. When we meet and have our quarterly review, the quarterly review is super simple. It's, hey, agent, great job on the two closings. What do you think worked well for you? Awesome. Great work. As you know, two is not three, three is the standard. So I've got good news. There's a gap. And the good news is there's growth in the gap. And you signed up to be a part of this organization, Mr. and Mrs. Agent, because you wanted to be in a growth-based environment, right? Awesome. So let's learn from this and let's grow from this gap. So you pull out the playbook and you literally lay out the print in front of them and say, Mr. and Mrs. Agent, could you read line one for me of our playbook to the standard? It's have 10 conversations. Awesome. Will you, based upon if you can reflect on quarter one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well did you perform? That's on that standard over the entirety of the quarter. They say a five. Okay, great. Thank you. Next, and have them read all of these bullet points and have them grade themselves on how well they did or did not do on the simple playbook. This is powerful because I'm no longer talking at them. You're no longer talking at them. They are self-reflecting and they are measuring their own activity so that they can self-reflect on the activity that they did not commit to, the discipline they did not have that resulted in the gap of what we're talking about here. Rather than me being the bad guy and yelling at them and telling them they need to make more phone calls, they are self-discovering that they probably got away from something in our proven playbook, which is what resulted in the gap. So then we ask them, Mr. and Mrs. Agent, if you read all these three, five, seven things, however many you have, no more than seven, please. Keep it simple. Mr. and Mrs. Agent, what do you think we do from here? How do we improve the gap? And they're probably going to say something to the effect of, well, we need to, I guess I just need to do all these things. Awesome. That would be great. That would certainly get you back on track. Totally agree. But I also think that there's a chance that could overwhelm you. And so if you could only pick one thing that was the biggest lever of these five things, of these seven things, of these three things that are on your playbook, if you could only pick one, Mr. and Mrs. Agent, which one would be the biggest lever for you to get back on track for your business next quarter? Then they pick the one thing. This is powerful for a couple of reasons. They already said that they need to do a variety of different things. And we as a leader are not adding to that list. We are removing from that list, and we are providing clarity. We are giving focus on the thing that would actually move the needle. Rather than them having to focus on seven things, I want them to focus on one thing. And then what do I measure from there? That one thing that they picked. I'm looking for activity or productivity in my environment. I would love to have both. But if you give me one of the two, I can work with you. And so if you miss the productivity, and we can say that the thing that they wanted to focus on that was the biggest needle mover was they got away from their daily conversations. They recommit to those daily conversations. Now that's the thing that we obsess over. Yes, I said obsess intentionally. My definition of obsess is it's obsession is a word the lazy use to describe the dedicated. I want my agents to be obsessed over one thing. If an agent right now, if you're an agent listening, or if there's a team leader, if there's an agent in your organization, you can pick any agent and they obsess over the activity for the next 90 days. Will their business be in a better spot than it is today? Without a shadow of a doubt, it will be. So everything else is just noise. Let's stop avoiding the truth. Let's stop avoiding the work that is required, and let's lean into it and let's help them accomplish it. And let's help them have tunnel vision on it. One of the analogies that I use a lot is like if you go and watch the Kentucky Derby. I'm not a big horse racing fan, but I think it's a great analogy. The horses have blinders on. Why do they have blinders on? Because they don't want the horse seeing either how far behind they are and they get defeated, or they don't want them to see how far ahead they are from the competition, so they slow down. Because all they can see is the finish line, and that's what they're focused on. What if you could run the next 90 days of your business, the next quarter, on a sprint? Blinders on, obsessed over that one thing. Would your agent have success? Would you have success? Of course you would. So we want to help them remove the distraction and to focus on one thing. So that's the accountability conversation. And then, honestly, guys, the next quarter, their results will probably be back on track. But if they're not, did they do the activity the majority of the time? Here's, I don't expect perfection. We're human. 80% done 80% of the time is 100% fucking awesome. So that's what I'm looking for when we're talking about adherence to a plan. Next thing is, let's recap. Number one, you need a standard of how many closings per year, per quarter. Number two, you need a simple playbook to the standard. Number three, you need an accountability process on where they measure themselves, how well did they do on the previous quarter? And then you do the takeaway where they say, I need to do all these things, and you give them one clear focus. And that's a loop you continually repeat over and over and over and over again. And last but not least, number four on the list is you've got to recruit to the new standard. Guys, every time that you recruit new agents to your organization, you're having an impact on the culture. You are either improving it, you are injecting something into the environment every time you recruit. And the teams that do this really, really well, they inject more hunger, more excitement, more energy, more activity into the environment, which has a rising tide, rises all ships effect on the entire environment. And the team leaders that get stuck, and the team leaders that feel like they have the handcuffs on, the golden handcuffs that the agents carry all the power, are the team leaders that don't recruit. And those team leaders that have quote unquote all, or the agents that have that all the power, are also shooting themselves in the foot. They just don't realize it because they are trying to avoid the hard thing of the activity. And they think the team leader is the bad guy for asking them to make phone calls. But the reality is it's a contact sport. And so now, instead of trying to force a square peg in a round hole and trying to get a human being to do something they don't want to do, which is just miserable for everybody, What we do is we influence the behavior of the whole by bringing in people from the bottom up that are doing the activity. Those people start getting the result. And now everyone else in the environment's like, wait a minute, what's this new person doing? What are these new people doing? Look at the success they're having. Maybe we should readhere to the standard. Maybe we should do the activity. And as a team leader, good team leaders, they grandstand the people that are doing the activity so that everyone in the organization sees the results that they're having. And now most humans in the environment will now want to fit into the new standard, which has been raised because you recruited people to the new standard. And the new standard is the activity, the line that you hold. And now they start wanting to do the activity because the natural competitiveness kicks in and they want to be a part of the in crowd. And the in crowd is no longer a bunch of agents that are tired and exhausted and saying, well, this stuff doesn't work. They see that it's working because of the new energized, new hungry agents are coming in. And now they want to do it because they don't want to get outperformed by the new people. And everyone in the organization gets better when you follow this. It is this simple stuff that we have been obsessed over in our environment for the last 3 years. While everyone else is wondering, how are we going to make it through these tough times? We have had our blinders on. We have been obsessed with these 4 steps. When you obsess with over these over time, now the standards are the things that drive the decision in the organization. And when an agent comes to me upset, they're not on lead flow, the conversation is very simple. Well, you knew what the standard was. What got in the way of you having your conversations? That's the only like it's not a conversation anymore about like how come I'm not getting leads? Like it's clear. They know what is required for them to earn leads. So the conversation isn't about like, oh, I'm upset I didn't get leads. The conversation is very easy for me to have my power back as a leader because of the standard that we have set is how can we get you to the conversation so that you can earn leads, so you can earn opportunities? Because I believe one of the core principles in my life is I believe we can treat everyone fairly, but that does not mean equally. We treat everyone fairly, that does not mean equally. There's a big difference between the two. I believe things are earned, not given. There's enough entitlement in this world. There's enough entitlement in this business. And I think great leaders that don't get distracted, they hold the line on the standard, help everyone in the organization elevate and become the better version of themselves. And when you do that, it may require tough conversations. It may require for you to hold the line when it's something that you don't really want to. But I'm going to encourage you and ask you to step up your leadership game because your team needs it, even if they don't like it at the time. Those standards that you implement will help them become a better version of themselves. That's leadership. Like if you're in leadership right now and you're trying to make everyone happy, like go sell ice cream. Because leadership isn't about making everyone happy. Leadership's lonely. But I can proudly say I look around my environment and I can proudly say that everyone in our environment, when they show up, they contribute, they actually lock into our environment. They become a better version of themselves. It's because we adhere to these simple things. So, guys, that's my 4 steps. Hope that was valuable. I don't pitch anything on this podcast typically, but this is something that's on my heart. I've been, again, having these conversations with some team leaders that are amazing leaders that are struggling with these things and we're implementing them in their business. And the ones that are doing these simple things are winning. And the ones that are struggling with them are also struggling. And so hopefully this helps you, but also if you want to go deeper on this, you want to see how to apply it, how to implement it in the step-by-step process, I do have a few spots open for coaching. And so if you're interested in that, just send me a message, and let me know that you're interested in a free discovery call to see what that looks like. Feels weird to pitch that on here. So hope it doesn't come off salesy. It comes from a good place because I want to help you. And so that's why I do this podcast. And I know my coaching is having an impact on a lot of people's lives by implementing this simple thing and many other things that we're implementing in these leaders' businesses. So, if you're a team leader that's struggling and you want some help, you want some guidance, reach out to me. I want to help you. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. I know if you implement this, this will have success in your business, but you got to stay the course. This doesn't fix things overnight. This has been a message that we're repeating over and over and over again for the last 3 years in our organization. This stuff takes time, but when you do that, now the standard and the culture holds the line for itself. And that's when you get momentum in your organization. And that's where you can have the best month of under contracts in company history. What's cool is over the last 2 years in this challenging market, we've had our two best closing months in company history. We had our best under contract month in company history. And in these challenging times, and we haven't bought any new lead sources. We haven't bought any new tech. As a matter of fact, we're cutting those everywhere. And we're obsessed over these things because these things are what wins. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate the support. I got a report last week that we have our podcast continues to grow. And it's because of you guys. And it's because of you sharing. It's because of you sharing this with friends, because you continue to come back and listen. And so I just encourage you to keep spreading the message. Share this with your friends. Share this with someone who will have an impact on their life. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Appreciate your support. Appreciate you all.